Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
So question is what makes me to go on in spiritual life?
Yes, in spiritual life.
I don't know. This is good to, I'm not a good speaker. I joined this movement, Bhakti Yoga, in 1986, April. At that time, I was working for publisher. I was an editor. And then I got to Bhagavad Gita. And at that time, I was reading, say, 7,000 book or 8,000 book. I tried to looking for the truth. What's the aim of life? What makes me happy? But even though I'm reading, say, 7,000 book, 8,000 book, even 10,000 book, no book could give me a real answer. So, and I met also many people, but still I could not get answer. But after I got to contact with Bhagavad Gita, you know, Srila Gurudev mentioned A.C. Bhagavan Swami Prabhupada, I just open the books, come. So Gurudev is now coming.
No, I will take time.
So I got Bhagavad Gita. I saw the picture of Prabhupada. I immediately give me inspiration. And my inspiration is he must be realized because he has so peaceful face, no anxiety, you know, no anger, completely peaceful with love. So I my feeling is that I should go to meet Prabhupada. And next day I went to the temple in Tokyo. Immediately I asked them, I want to see him. Then people say, he is gone. No more in this material world. He entered Nityalila. So I was thinking, really? And then what to do? Then people say, oh, now his disciple is taking care of, you know, this movement. And then I was Buddhist before. You know, I used to read many books also about Buddhism. Also, I was chanting Buddhist mantra many years, since maybe 4 or 5 years, I used to chant mantra, you know, every day. And then I asked, you know, about little bit Buddhism. Then one devotee told me, oh, you know, Buddha is incarnation of God, Krishna. We never heard, you know, Buddha is incarnation of God. I never heard it. And they immediately ask, so which scripture mentioned Buddha is the incarnation of God? I want to see. Let me see. And they say, oh, no, we don't have any in Japanese. It's written in Sanskrit or in English. Okay. In English, okay. Please give me. And then brought Srimad Bhagavatam, you know,
You know Srimad Bhagavatam?
At that time, say, more than 30 volumes there. So, and then I say, okay, I'll take. Then I start reading, and then a few days I decide I should quit job. And maybe a few days later I start chanting 60 rounds. And no meat, no fish, no alcohol. But problem is happening because I was editor. I was supposed to have meeting with so many professor, you know, scientists to make book. But in Japan, you know, many people eat fish and meat. So without taking fish, meat, it is difficult to organize meeting. I'm inviting the professor and scientist, but I'm not taking any, you know, fish and meat. Then people thinking, why you are not taking? So I have hard time because, you know, I immediately become vegetarian, very difficult to organize program. Then I said to my boss, oh, okay, now I quit the job. So let me go. But my company said, no. You are in the future. You should be president of this company. You know, you have to stay. But I said, no, I want to study this Veda. I want to study Bhakti Yoga. I want to become monk, you know. But they said, no. I'll call your parents, your school, you know. Because in Japan, connection is very important, you know. So if I say quit my job, my courage may be difficult to, difficult to send my company again sometimes. So I was a little bit too wondering. And then finally I say, it takes 3 months, you know. Finally I say, anyway, I don't come anymore. I shave head. I'm enter the temple. No, you know, I cannot come. Money, I don't need anything. You can do whatever you like, but I don't come. That's sure. Then finally my company said, okay, you go. We can help you. We can give some money to do this, you know. So I enter the temple. And when I enter the temple, many problems was there actually. What kind of problem? Sometimes guru is supposed to be realized person, but sometimes guru fell down. And you know, so many things going on. So, but my desire to meet realized soul, self-realized soul. So I was looking for among the society. And finally I met Gaura Govinda Swami in Bhubaneswara. Immediately I saw Gaura Govinda Swami, I remember Prabhupada. Because his behavior is so much loving, you know, and very strong, also very soft-hearted. And we can see, just seeing him remember Prabhupada. And my heart attracted with him. And he gave us so much inspiration to go more deeper. He told us, I'm opening crying school. You know, he said, I'm opening crying school. We have to cry for the Lord, you know. Crying brings the Lord very close to us. So he experienced so much deeper rasa. And his chanting was so amazing, you know. He came from Kirtaniya family in Bhubaneswara. His ancestors all Vaishnava. His chanting was so amazing, you know. We are very, very attract him. And problem is coming because so many devotees attract him. Then as a person envious to him. They say, don't come my zone. This is my zone. This is my zone. You know, many people, many gurus say like this. So then, I was thinking, oh, actually, devotee is supposed to know enemy. Devotee's nature is actually Nirma Sarana, Satan, means no envious. So devotee is supposed to have no, you know, no envy. So I was wondering, oh, what's going to happen, you know? And then, I was like kind of Shiksha disciple, but not fully dedicated to, I cannot dedicate fully because I'm obliged to my guru at that time. I was kind of leader of Brahmachari, Brahmachari leader. So I a little afraid to completely surrender to him. But unfortunately, he left 1996. Srila Bhaktisan Saraswati's, appearance there. Then I got the information. I cry every day. And I lost the appetite to come to India. Because if I come to India, I remember him. I cannot tolerate. Therefore, many years, I could not come in India. Because so sad. And then, Srila Narayan Maharaj came to Japan. But at that time, no disciple in Japan. Just, you know, my friend of Prabhupada disciple called my friend. Hey, Jayananda, Narayan Maharaj is coming to visit Japan, but only transit. Somebody can go to meet with him? He's asking. Then I say, okay, I'll go. I bring prasadam. I go everything. I meet with him. Because I know Srila Narayan Maharaj since 1987. So I should go to meet with him. Then Narayan Maharaj came to Japan 2002. Then I met Narayan Maharaj. I talked so many things. Then he told me, hey, you know, I can help you. No problem. I can help you. So why don't you come? Why don't you come to United States? Now we have program. And then okay, I'll go. Then I go, and then many my friend was there. Old friend was there. Many friend was there in that time. Oh, Jananda, you came, you know. Oh, we are very happy like this. So and I took shelter Narayan Maharaj, and I asked him. I have desire to translate book. So which kind of book shall I translate? And he told me, whatever you inspired, you translate it. So he gave me he gave me some blessing. And unfortunately, I'm so foolish. I have some kind of, at the time I'm Grihastha. Now also Grihastha, but a little more free. So I'm Grihastha. I have a job. I could not do so much time to meet Srila Gurudev. Maybe, but I met maybe 5-6 times, but not so enough time. Mm-hmm. but he's always kind to us, kind to me. And then, 2000, which year? 2000, Srila Narayan Maharaj also gone.
Ten.
I think December. I got the information again. Again, I have my feeling, oh, I'm such fool, you know. I did not get full information about myself. Oh, I'm such fool, you know. Oh, again, I did, you know, mistakes. So what to do? And then at that time, I'm really 50. Like maybe 48, 49. Then myself and my wife was talking, after 50, maybe we should not do too much work, too much ordinary karmi job. We should again do some more seva. But at that time, I was not to ISKCON, you know. I'm not so much in the Gaudiya Mata, because in Japan no Gaudiya Mata. So I'm like kind of alone. So I think, oh, better to go stay in Vrindavan, you know, for some years to do my bhajan and to my study and to translate book. Then I was staying, and I need visa. And I cannot go to ISKCON because I am not my ISKCON. So I went to my friend, Satyanarayan. So I went to Jiva. So I asked him, I want to stay in India many years. So I need a visa. Could you help me? Okay, Jayananda. Okay, no problem. I can help you. Also, I want to study Sanskrit. Could you introduce me some teacher? And say, oh, Hindi teacher many there, but not English speaking teacher there, not available. Okay, I can teach you like this. So at that time also, I met many senior devotee. And they give me so much mercy to translate books. So I'm alone, but you can do translate. You should do this. And by their blessing, I translate Chaitanya Charitamrita. But actually, real blessing comes from our Sri Gurudev, Sadhu Maharaj. So my friend, Prabhupada disciple, he gave me chance to come here, Dongkhar Rajmandu. At that time, I met Srila Gurudev. Then at that time, I know the name, Sadhu Maharaj, I know only name. Then, slowly, we talked more and more. Then I told Sadhu Maharaj, Maharaj, I have desire to translate book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then Maharaj, you know, Sadhu Maharaj told me, okay, good. Okay, I can teach you. I can teach you the essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then you come every day. Then every morning at that time, I don't know, somebody may remember, 4 years ago, every morning, maybe 6:30, Sadhu Maharaj used to read Radha Rasa Sadhani. Yeah, at first start Ramadas. But 4 years ago, Kartik time, one devotee talking Radha Rasa Sadhani in Kartik time. At that time, I whole Kartik time, almost every day we heard Radha Rasa Sadhani. And then December, Ramadas came. And then he started reading Radhana Sarasvati. And Kanai.
Full house.
Jai Ho.
Continue.
Yes. So, and at that time, and Ramadas go back to Germany, and then another devoted reading, like Madhavendra Puri Prabhu, and another devotee was reading every morning. So we used to come every day, 6:30. At that time, Gurudev was staying in underground. And then sometimes we waiting Gurudev, sometimes we went to his bed. Hey, Gurudev, are you okay, you know? Sometimes like this. And sometimes embrace in the bed. So, and then I really attract Gurudev. And to one point, I was thinking, actually, Gurudev, I did not know this one. I could know many things. I learned many things from Gaura Govinda Maharaj, Shri Narayan Maharaj, Bhakti Pramoda Puri Maharaj, many sadhu. But one point I did not know. One point I'm missing. That knowledge I would like to know. And I asked Sadhu Maharaj, could you help me do this? And they must, whatever you need, I can give you. Mm. I can share with you. Then he very kind to give me so much mercy. And whatever you need mantra, I can give you. Which mantra you have, which mantra does not you have? Then I was thinking, then we are not friends. I should become your disciple, your master. I accept you are master. Then I become his disciple. And then Sadhu Maharaj told me, Jayananda, you give Harinam, you teach this Raga Bhakti to Japanese. But Maharaj, I don't want, actually. I'm not qualification. Honestly speaking, I'm no qualification. Then Maharaj told me, no, I also am not qualified to do this. No qualification give us qualification. If we feel I'm qualified to teach you, I qualified to give mantra, I qualified to save you, then some false ego is coming. But if we feel we are no qualification, we are so much disqualification, that humbleness makes us qualification to do this. Then what can I say? Then I say, okay, I accept your order. I'm not doing myself. I'll do on behalf of you. And then, so I start to, I was supposed to stay in Vrindavan for many years, you know. I was thinking, but the Gurudev said, go back to Japan. Then what can I say? Okay, then I go. And I come to Vrindavan time to time. Then one Ayurvedic doctor arranged my lecture in Japan. Then I, three and a half hours ago, I started explain about bhakti first time. Then I was thinking, but how many people could come to hear my lecture? you know, I have no name. I'm not famous in Japan. I'm alone. Who can come to my lecture? So I'm a little bit wondering. But anyway, it's up to Swamini. It's up to Gurudev. If Gurudev won't send me some person, I accept. Then 20 person come. I was amazed. One of students is Kishori. So I did three lecture, and I explained from beginning to end, very shortly. What is the beginning? Is so Gurudev is coming soon.
Gurudev is coming soon.
So, and then my question was, who am I? Really? Why we are suffering? You know, suffering from mind, body, other people, other living entity, also disaster, like earthquake. In Japan, 4 or 5 years ago, we have so much tsunami, big earthquake. I never seen like kind of earthquake and tsunami. I've seen many tsunami, but I never seen like kind of scale. I don't know, you may see house is on the river, on the wave of tsunami. Not only car, house is just drowning. And a cow is like drowning. So people are so shocked. Many Japanese were thinking, oh, we are quite satisfied. We are happy. But one moment, that happiness is gone. So that change our consciousness also. We have to think, actually this world may change at the moment. We may have so many assets, but we may lose at the moment. So we have to think how to live, how to realize ourselves. So since then, I just to try to share the feeling, this knowledge. Then slowly, some Japanese came. First year, three or four Japanese came, new people came. And second year, 20 Japanese came.
In
Vrindavan, first time. Because of Gurudev's mercy. Actually, Gurudev was supposed to come to Japan 2 years ago. But Gurudev was at the time very sick. So I asked Gurudev, hey Gurudev, if you cannot come, you could not come, please show us on Skype. Then Gurudev was talking on Skype.
I see.
And then Gurudev asking Japanese, oh, please come to Vrindavan. Please come to Vrindavan. So I'm there. If you come, so I may not go to Japan, but please come. I am in Vrindavan always. So 20 people come. Last year,
about 10?
About 8 people come. And this year, maybe 14 people come. Oh. Will come very soon. So, why I could continue go on this spiritual life? That main reason is inspiration of Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava. The blessing of Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava. I have nothing. I have no name, not so much money, not so much position, nothing. But I would say, I have one asset. I have one asset. That asset is association with devotee. I met Sadhu, like Shura Gora Govinda Swami Maharaj. I met Sadhu Guru, like Shura Narayan Maharaj. I met Bhakti Pramoda Puri Maharaj. And I met, yesterday also I met Paramadvaita Maharaj. Also yesterday we met Prana Krishna Das Bhaj Maharaj. Also, two years ago, I met Shura Gurudev's dear good brother, Radha Mohan Das Bhaj Maharaj. Oh, that gave us so much inspiration and gave us so much blessing. He told us, I can give you your feeling of Radha Das. He give us blessing. So my asset is that kind of association with real sadhu. And somehow or other I could continue by the blessing, also by the mercy of sadhu, guru, Vaishnava. So therefore, I just humbly say, so we should search after the association of sadhu, guru, Vaishnava. Here, many nice Vaishnava there. You know, I feel I'm practicing more than 30 years. But many people may practicing maybe 20 years, 10 years, or even 5 years, 3 years, or maybe 10 days. But we never know previous life. You know, previous life, you may practicing more than me. So therefore, I feel, you know, any devotee come to here, I really feel, you know, many people more higher than me. And whatever I can do some help, I try to help. Also, whatever I need your mercy and blessing. And the mercy and blessing of Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, we can continue the way to attain Radha Dashi and Swarupa Besh. That is my feeling, my small realization. Thank you very much. So, then Gurudeva.
The question answered, huh?
So, if you have some question.
Say no here, maybe.
No, not
this is
it full? Ja.
Ah.
So,
So we need a connection.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Without connection, we cannot go far to attain the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. We cannot enter Nikunja. So that shows us we need connection. Right, Gurudev?
With connection and without connection, what happening? Without connection, voice is staying very low.
Mm.
And when connection comes, it reaches to them.
Mm.
So our escape. And what is this connection? Connection with the spirit.
So Guru, I would like to say one thing also. Now I'm producing maybe more than 20 books this a few years. Since I met Srila Gurudev, I produce 20 books, Japanese books. But before I met Gurudev, I have nothing, zero. You can imagine? Just I met Gurudev 4 years ago, probably. 4 years ago. At that time, I have no book, no translation, no writing. But I met Gurudev, and Gurudev give me mercy. Then now I produce more than 20 books. And I'm translating. So I would say, now I'm working in Japan. 8 hours I'm working. My translation is coming up, and on my time from my house to my office, it takes 1 hour 30 minutes. Going back, I takes 2 hours translating. And noontime, sometime I lunch, after lunch, I'm translating. After going back home, sometimes I translating 1 hour or 2 hours. And also sometimes, now before I come to India, every day, morning and evening, I'm reading Prema Bhakti Chandrika in the morning and the afternoon, we are reading Radha Rasa. Disconnect with Gurudev, we forget Gurudev, most easiest thing become impossible. Actually, I came to here. I come to here to hear Harikata. I'm not intend to speak.
That is a time. It is very good to share our realizations. The thing is this is the Harikata. Then we share our realizations of the develop hope and interest in our spiritual life. This is the beauty. And this is the experience we use in our life. Now I will request to Bansi Prabhu to say something. Give this mic on.
I personally feel is that that in the time I'm here, now sharing with all of you and especially Gurudev, Sadhu Maharaj, I learned more than in my whole life, and it were only like 2 months or 3 months. And the learning, which is focused on only love, to really learn how to love, to really learn how to appreciate all, how to make all others happy. This is what I personally relish. Because in this world of outside world of egos and competitions and trying to get the perfections and who's the best and who can run faster, who can play better, all these things, it's just stupid because it's not from the inside. It's just an external thing. And what I could experience here, it's only internal. It's nothing external. And the eternal thing, the most beautiful internal thing is to feel the love. And especially these connections through Gurudev Sadhu Maharaj to Radha Mohan. Sri Sri Radha Mohan is so beautiful. Every morning when we chant in the Nishanda Leela, in the Mangal Artik, it is so, so special, nice, and so nice connections in the same moment when you sing, when you pray, actually, when you pray to Radha Mohan that, please let us be together as soon as possible. And this is through the sharing, this is through the learning, this is through an experience. And it's I'm so thankful to all of you, to Gurudev, that I'm allowed to be here, because it's a very special place, Mungia Mandia, very special place, where we can experience a lot of things which you normally cannot experience so much. And like, I want to just step in the word of our dear Jayananda Prabhu, when he said that nobody actually teaches Atiksneha, to be really one-pointed. There's so many projects all over, we can do so many things, but to be really one-pointed, it sounds so easy, but it's very difficult, because we are used to do a lot of things. We are trained, we are educated in university, in high school, wherever, to do a lot of things, have a lot of projects, have a lot of this and that. But this really be one-pointed, it's the most beautiful thing in life if you can do it. And sometimes you can feel it when it really succeeds. In the same moment, sometimes the mind wants to distract us, or so many distractions are there, but to stay on this one point, that this is really the mercy of Gurudev and the mercy of Sadhu Sangha. And that's why I also want to confirm this, that the Sadhu Sangha is so important. It is one of the most important things we can imagine, and it is also taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, if we hear the in the meeting from Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always pointing out on Sadhu Sangha. He was always saying, Sadhu Sangha, this is the most important thing. Because if we are not in Sadhu Sangha, and if we are running around in this world somewhere, we have also some association, but this association can also drag us down. So we have always to find that association which keep us up and which elevate our consciousness. And this is only a lava. It is said, lava mata sadhusanga sarva siddhi hoi. Only through lava, through a fraction of a second, you can get all the sarva siddhi, all the perfections you can imagine. And this is something very special expressed in this verse. That means that you can also find, and this is the greatest siddhi, that you can connect with this citadea, with yourself, because now we are in this body, and sometimes we think this has such a big importance, but actually not. Actually, we never get ill, we never get old, we're never young, we never this, we never that. We always spiritual soul. And this soul has a form, and this is the citadea. And this can be revealed through the mercy of Guru and Sadhusanga. And we can really, if we are really one-pointed, we can reach this high stage of consciousness. And then the problems stop. Like Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakshak, Sridhadev Goswami Maharaj, he said, they're never problems. We create the problems. It's like when you're somewhere in front of a big building somewhere, and you look at it, and you look up in the sky, and like New York, for example. I don't know if somebody has been to New York, but when you are really in the Fifth Street, there's skyscraper, they reach, that's why they call it skyscraper. And you look at them, you think it's so big, so incredibly big. And this might be a problem of someone in his life, such a big problem that he even cannot look over it, and he really stops there and no way out. But as soon as you start with an airplane in the airport somewhere, you go to New York airport and you start, and maybe 5 minutes, this skyscraper became so small. And this is the sadhusanga, this let us fly. This is the association and the connection with Guru. They can show us really that there are no problems. There are no problems. We only, if there's a created problem or something we think it's a problem, it's as soon as you're in sadhusanga, as soon as you're in the connection with Guru, there's no problem anymore. And there's one more thing. We should not think about the past, what we have done or what was there, because they are actually existing, the problems. Like you're in front of two curtains. There's a left side curtain and a right side curtain. And the left side curtain is representing the past, and the right side curtain is representing the future. So that means the curtains are closed, because we are living in the past or in the future. But actually what is beautiful is if we could look what is behind the curtain. Otherwise, when we're in front of a curtain, we only say, well, there's something behind, but what is it? And how can we open these curtains? How can we get away from all this different pasts and futures thinking? One thing is the mantra. The mantra really reaches and goes so deep that it opens the curtain, and you're living in the right, in the here and now. Not in the past, not in the future, when you're really singing mantras or when you're really with the mantra. And it's anyway, it's the one-pointed service which opened this curtain, and then we can really see what is behind the curtain. And that is in front of the door when in the morning, every morning before it opens, right? We are standing in front of the altar, and it's when the doors open, then you see very beautiful Sri Sri Radha Mohan. And this is the Mangalati, this is the tension, this is the receiving this mercy in the heart. So yes, I'm sure there are a lot of more that want to share something, and thanks very much for giving me the chance to say some spontaneous words. And if somebody else wants to say something, or Gurudev, I want to...
No, I don't want to speak. I don't want to speak.
Yeah, you must.
You are not speaking, you are sharing.
Yes.
When you share, you can share.
This needs to be there. So as we speak about the power of sadhus, I like to say something. Why I always come here, you know? I know Maharaj for many, many years. And also, like, the same amount of time I know my spiritual master. So when I got initiated, you know, my spiritual master had so many disciples. So it was very, very difficult to get into close relationship, you know, because so many guards around, you know, almost impossible. Have a personal speech was really not possible. But then I was praying to Gurudev, you know, tears in my eyes every day, Maharaj. Gurudev, I need personal relationship. Otherwise, I knew I cannot do one single step without this personal relationship. Because I felt it's so important. We can read many things. We can meet also devotees. Very nice. But to really improve, we need true sadhus. Sadhus means sat. They're in connection with sat, with the eternal. They have all this power. They can give it. Like you sing every day in the evening, you know? Prema Bhakti Chahoite. Prem, if they talk, if they, whatever they do, Prem is just spreading. You know? So we need that. So I was thinking, my God, now I have a guru, but he's so far away. He's sitting here and there, you know? But close relationship, impossible. But very mystically, you know? I was staying here in the ashram. And Maharaj was there. So every day I was going to his room because at that time no one was there. You know, I could enter any time, you know, morning, evening, whatever, you know. It was like just friends next door, you know. And Maharaj, you know, surprisingly, I found out that he has actually very good connection with my spiritual master. You know, because Gurudev came here every once in a while visiting. He knew Maharaj, he knew everyone, whole family, everyone he knew. So through this, actually, I started to get a relation with my spiritual master. Before, you know, many, many times we sit in class and everyone is saying, "Oh, my beloved Gurudev, our beloved Gurudev." You know, I was sitting there and I feel like, my God, when will be the day when I can say this, you know? So many days say, "Oh, Gurudev, I love you." And I was like, my God, no feelings are there because he's like a guru sitting there, you know? But then through the relation with Sadhu Maharaj, you know, suddenly, over the years, he gave me this example, he gave me that example. He said to me, "Oh, I met here and there." He was saying this, he was saying that, you know. So suddenly I felt like, oh my God, Gurudev is actually very, very close, you know. And over the years, I could really say, my God, Gurudev, I love you. So this is the power of Sadhu Sangha. They can make relation. But not only an impersonal relation, not just like, oh, how are you? How is it going? You know? It's much more deep than that. Because if you have this relation, then you actually, you allow to open your heart. And when your heart is open, then really something can come, you know? Like, Prema Bhakti Chahiti, all Prem is going out, but we are closed. Yeah, it's coming here and dropping off, dropping here, dropping there, but nothing is working. But through relationship, then we can suddenly have some trust, some feelings. So our heart is opening, and then really Sadhu Sangha can manifest. This is really Sadhu Sangha. Like many years before, Maharaj, I told you this example, you know. I was walking through the roads of Vrindavan and it was raining very heavily. So we were jumping from one roof to the other, not to get wet. And suddenly it came to my mind, my God, I'm in Vrindavan. You know, this is like mercy is flowing everywhere. But you try to hide here and there, you know. This is our condition, you know. We're not opening our heart. So sadhu, they can, if we have relation, then they open our heart, not only to sadhus, but all the way up to the divine couple. You know? This is their greatness. It's not staying there. It's going all the way up. So like this, Maharaj, I'm very, very, very grateful that you gave me a possibility to actually know my spiritual master. Thank you so much. Radhe.
Okay.
Sadhu Sangha is this, that if I have a spiritual master, this increase more nistha in. That is Sadhu Sangha. It increases nistha, more faith, more deepness. And more additions. Because if you change the base, if I have not in my chair base, how I will sit? Base make me to sit. And the mercy of the spiritual master is the base. Sometimes I say, your first guru is Jesus, because you start knowing with Jesus. And Jesus' mercy, you come to India and you find some guru. So you will see when your bhakti will increase, really you will start loving to all, where you learn something. That is devotion. Where I got the inspiration, this all place is my good luck. Why this mercy come to me? Because this mercy not coming in my life, I am not going more further in my life. So that way, initiation is a process. till you don't realize your sarup, this process will end the moment you realize your spiritual identity. That day, and if you start living and practicing, then all their mercy is with you. They all have to be. Any question? Any question?
She's asking, how to increase your greed?
Sorry?
How to increase the inner greed?
Greed can only come when you have a...
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.